Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about, you're going to have to admit the stupid thing that made you crash.
Oh, like a car crash?
Like, yeah, like a... Oh, wait, I have that.
What were you doing when you weren't paying attention?
I've had so many car crashes for stupid reasons. It's like the sun made me crash.
That's right. You were blinded by a box.
A cardboard box made you crash. Steve's just sheer willpower to try to ruin an old man's life made him crash.
Okay. Yeah.
Like you...
Why'd you remember?
Because you're just a bad person.
I am.
We got inspired to talk about the stupid thing that made you crash by a dude... Who's driving a semi? I think I have that. Tried to swat a fly. A fly flew through his window. He was in the southbound lanes of Interstate 65 near Lowell in Indiana. Speaking of Indiana, don't we have Crazy McKenzie going to Terre Haute?
Oh my God, yeah. Yesterday, she allowed one of our listeners to decide where her vacation's going to be. And the listener chose Terre Haute.
Yeah, we randomly took a call to figure out where she's going. We got to check in to see if she left for Terre Haute yet.
You know what?
If she hasn't.
It's I-70 the whole way.
Did she leave yet?
She has not.
Oh, she's committed to going to Terre Haute.
She is getting her affairs in order and most likely leaving tomorrow. She said it's about a 90% chance she's leaving tomorrow if she can get everything done.
But she's
done
crazy enough to actually go where this person told her to go.
She has possibly already found a place to stay in Terre Haute. And she's already looking at things to do there. Yeah, she's ready to go.
They have 5 parks.
Is she going to spread her dad's ashes in Terre Haute?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, is that where he's from? He's not even from there, is he?
No.
No, but that was one of the things. She was like, I could go to the Caymans and spread my dad's ashes. And it's like, well, if we randomly pick a spot, are you going to just spread your dad in? Because somebody said like Ogallala. It's like, that sucks. I lived a whole natural, fruitful life and you let some caller 7 decide that I get.
That's true. But you know what? Like Terre Haute, I think that's an apropos place to dump things out on.
Yeah,
I think,
you know, just human remains.
I don't know.
That sort of thing. No, we do.
Refuse.
All right. So anyway, back to this actual story that has nothing to do with. So in Indiana, it's in Lowell, Indiana. A fly came into the cab of this dude's semi truck. He tried to swat the bug. And that moment where he was distracted, he hit the guardrail on the right side of the road.
God.
Then he hit a construction barrier. The trailer came loose and split open, spilling 42,000 pounds of plastic rolls all over the roadway.
That sucks.
It was a mess.
Plastic rolls, what does that mean? Like saran wrap?
I think so. It looked like...
The giant stuff you wrap pallets in or something?
No, it wasn't quite that big because it was scattered everywhere.
Okay.
Because of a fly.
Why one fly?
Just let it be. We're swatting it. It'll go away.
That's not the first. Do you remember this wasn't very long ago that somebody got in a car crash because of a spider?
Oh, I know. I would freak out more of a spider than a fly. I would try and get rid of a spider.
You're right. You just rolled. When you got a fly in your truck, you just roll the window down.
Just create
the vacuum on one side of your car.
Hello.
Roll this one up, roll that one down, the fly will go right out. Right? Doesn't it work like that?
Works for me.
Sometimes I kind of enjoy when the fly gets trapped in the car like that because I'm like, yeah, you are nowhere near where you started. You have no idea where you are now.
Do you honestly think a fly cares?
I love it, though. It makes me feel good inside. Like, jerk going to mess with me, now I'm messing with you.
Look at this.
So you'll... Let me get this straight. You were just going to run to the grocery store.
Yep.
But now a fly gets in your car, so you drive down to the springs just to mess
absolutely.
With it.
Absolutely. Yep.
So it's disoriented
until
you let it out.
And it's like,
good luck.
And the spring flies are tougher.
It finds its way back.
They only live for like a day, right?
It's a day of misery.
Okay. Yeah, in the springs.
Hey.
I didn't say which one. Could have been Idaho.
Very nice.
Could have been Manitou. We all know I'm talking about. Everybody here knows it. So we truly want the stupid reason you crashed.
Yeah.
And another good one was a kid stole a car driving away. He's getting away.
Nice.
Want to know what made him crash?
What?
His mom was coming the other direction.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second.
He's got a stolen Toyota Camry. He sees his mom coming the other way.
And they just head on collide.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A San Francisco woman blamed the moon moving in front of the sun as the reason she didn't see two pedestrians walking in front of her car.
You mean an eclipse?
Yep.
Is that what she...
She got a little more... It was all dark, and I believe it was the lunar thing. It was over the solar thing. And then she said she was blinded by the eclipse's glare when she plowed into a mother and daughter.
Whoa.
Yeah, super fun. Here's another one. A semi-truck driver had a tooth get loose, and he took both of his hands off the wheel to get the leverage necessary to yank it out.
Wow.
Truck lost control.
Jeez.
Crashed into a tree.
Lost all his teeth.
Yeah. But then when the police pulled up to him, he was like, look, and he showed him the tooth.
Oh.
And they're like, will you take that and put it under your pillow?
It's $5.
It's a $5 bill. How much did you get, by the way?
Mostly, probably...
Never mind. I already know what you're going to do. Never mind. I already know what you're going to do. Hey, stock options.
Well,
what that's what you were going to say. You were going to say something ridiculous.
What else is there to get?
I got $2 bills.
Oh, that's cute.
My parents love to give out $2
bills. $2 bills.
Why the face?
I got a quarter or a 50-cent piece.
Oh, man. Yeah, the rate was higher back then. Should have gotten one of those gold dollars. Yeah, those are usually pretty popular.
Do you remember what we're supposed to be talking about?
No.
People who crashed
truckers?
For a stupid reason.
Oh.
Yeah. And now I've got us on tooth fairy rates.
The exchange rate.
All right. So let's pull it all back in. We're going to try to focus. You focus too. Whether it was a sneeze or a bug or your mom coming the other way, what is the stupid thing that caused you to crash? Jenny?
Yay. When I was in high school, I had my friends steal my car so I could collect the insurance.
Oh.
And they dumped it an hour away, and it got impounded, and I had to pay to get it out of the impoundment, and they left it in a huge pit of fire ants, and as soon as I started driving on the freeway, fire ants poured out of every crack and crevice, like thousands, millions maybe, and I had a total meltdown, and I just drove right into the fire. That's instant karma.
It was total karma.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting here going, it's a stupid thing that caused your crash, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was a really amazing thing. It was karma because I committed insurance fraud and then the ants were sent to tell me how bad that was.
That's nailed it. That's it.
I deserved it.
Did the insurance still pay for the damage and everything?
No.
Hmm. So yeah.
That's big karma.
It's a double whammy.
That hurts.
It's the ants car now.
Yep.
That's a great reason to crash.
Yeah.
Red ants would definitely make most of us crash. Thank you, Jenny. Haley.
Yay.
What caused you to crash?
Back when I was 16 and a half-ish, I had a car mount on my vent in my car. Mm. And I was on 6th Avenue staring at a YouTube video, and I got in a rear end going 50.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You're watching some real cool video on how to make the perfect shake.
It was about a video game, and then, I totaled my car.
At 50 miles an hour. Oh, wow.
On 6th Avenue. You caused a major snarl, too. People are like, 16 and a half year old. Did you finish the video then?
Nope. I never did it again, but I told everybody a different reason caused it. I never told anybody why.
Can they check now? I know they can check to see if you were involved in texting. They can go and triangulate and, your cell phone company will give it up. But I don't know if they can tell if you were watching a video.
Not yet they can't? Or
I don't know.
I bet you that's next.
Because that'll be the thing where it's like, hey, officer, check their history. They were just in the middle of a
busted.
YouTube
loop.
Yeah, I'll have to find some other way to watch movies now.
Yeah, you suck when you do
thank
that.
Thank you. Dude. I did a whole season of Office between here and my house.
I know, I'm driving. It's like,
Sheila, I didn't crash.
Okay.
Give me that. Sheila, what caused your crash?
I leaned over to make out with a boyfriend, and we crashed into the people in front of us and got rear-ended.
Who was driving, him or you?
He was. Best part, a week later, I dumped him anyway.
Okay, well, then you crashed, but then what happened? What happened?
Yeah, you were just on him? You were just making out with him?
Uh-huh. And I distracted him.
Wow.
You got to just, when you're driving.
I know, right?
There's other things you can do, but kissing's not one of them.
Yeah. You need to keep.
Yeah, he's got to focus, especially if he's one of the, if he follows the proper etiquette of a kiss, you got to close your eyes.
Oh,
exactly.
Hey, that's right.
Otherwise, you look all creepy. You're like, staring at him.
And she's like, got her eyes.
And you're like, ugh. Yeah, no, that's.
That hurts.
That's a dumb reason to crash. Thank you for the call. Rachel.
Yay.
Yay.
What caused the crash?
I was throwing up.
Oh.
While you were driving?
While I was driving, I then found out that, I had already known I was pregnant.
And you just hurled all over yourself and just couldn't handle it? Like,
yeah, pretty much. It was just a little motion sickness and I just threw up. But I was 17, so I had to tell my mom.
That not only did I crash your car, but I'm also pregnant?
There is that.
Yes.
How that?
Well, she was in the car with me.
Oh,
so you yacked on her?
It's like, whoa, mom, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm pregnant. Oh God, that sucks,
that's
Rachel.
Tough, yeah.
Thank you for the call, Daniela.
Hi.
What caused the crash?
So about 5 years ago, me and my brother were driving, and we crashed because we were playing this log bug.
Oh, you're playing like slug bug!
Where did he hit you? Good God.
Yeah.
Did he hit you hard? What happened?
There was a log with like 20 of them, so we were just hitting each other.
When there's a caravan of slug bugs,
right,
I remember coming up behind like a car carrier that had them on there, I'm trying to time out. It was too late. It was like ninja style. I'm dead! Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.